Hey folks, Dan Freer here, the rate update informing you guys everything real estate. So if you're in the mortgage related field or maybe a realtor, hopefully you saw my video last night that I did right before I left. I was trying to alert my whole sales team to say, guys, if you have loans, lock them, because here's my thought process behind this. It's going to get a little confusing. Stay with me, and I'm going to show you all the details on how this is all playing out. So my thought was, well, if inflation comes in a tick higher than expected, you're going to see mortgage rates spike, the Federal Reserve, everybody's going to say, see, the Federal Reserve is going to have to or be forced to raise rates and all this other stuff. So I was like, okay, we have that. If it comes in higher, we know that it's going to be catastrophic. Wonder if it comes in right in line or maybe just a hair lower, which that's what I was expecting. And that's exactly what it did. It came in 0.1 lower than expected. Okay, not earth shattering. But unfortunately, right now, we're seeing mortgage rates go up. Well, what's happening behind the scenes? Well, here's something that most people don't know. Since January, the Federal Reserve has been sitting on the sidelines, not able to issue new debt. Okay, so they have all these bills coming in. We don't have enough money to pay the national, you know, these national bills as they come in. Thus, we have a deficit. Okay, so my thought was this. The government has been sitting on the sidelines since January, waiting for the debt ceiling to clear because they couldn't issue any more debt and they're running out of money in their coffers, cash in their coffers to pay our bills. So as the debt ceiling came closer and closer and closer, they're like, okay, we need this to pass because we're out of money. We need to issue more credit. So what they did is when the debt ceiling passed, they're like, okay, we can do this now. So what's happened since January is the government hasn't been able to issue new debt. So they have accumulated all this debt. Now they're going to issue over $1 trillion of new debt. Well, they issue it in the form of bonds. Okay. So now what you're seeing is let's tie all this together. You have investors sitting on the sideline wanting to invest in bonds. Well, they can invest in corporate bonds, they can invest in treasuries, or they can invest in mortgage-backed securities, okay? So we watch the supply and demand of this stuff because it's gonna tell us what's gonna happen to the price. So we have the demand. The demand is, let's just say it's flat or steady right now. I won't even say it's flat. Let's just say it's steady right now, okay? So you have mortgage bonds coming in. Well, you're having more and more corporate bonds coming in because corporations are trying to raise money because they're knowing a slowdown's coming. So they're trying to build up their coffers to form more and more cash reserves. But now you then throw in the $1 trillion of debt issuance from the government. Now you have an oversaturation of supply. So what happens when you have way too much of something? It drives down the price. Okay, so that's what we're seeing right now. So let's go over and see what the bond market's telling us. Is this actually playing out or not? Well, it is. So what you're seeing right through here is what's happening to the bond market. We focus in on right through here. So what you're seeing on the screen right now is what's going on with the price of a mortgage-backed security. Well, the thought was, well, inflation's under control. The Federal Reserve is going to probably stop halt increasing rates. So we thought there'd be a huge rally in this mortgage-backed security bond. Well, there's still demand, but not enough demand to pick up the supply of $1 trillion in national debt that's being issued right now. So there's an oversaturation. So what's happening? The price of these bonds are dropping. What happens when the price of a bond drops? Well, the yield, the rate, goes up. So if it's a mortgage-backed security, if the price goes down, your mortgage rate's going to go up. So that's in essence what's going on. Also, we have people like this. This gentleman's on CNBC. Here's a comment that he made, and this drives me nuts, because he's telling everybody, you know, the Federal Reserve, here's what he said. The Federal Reserve's not going to pause. He's going to say, well, he said they might pause, but they're probably going to do like the Bank of Canada and a couple other places where they paused and then they came back and started raising rates again. So he said they might pause, but there's going to be much further tightening ahead. But then he captions out, if you really pay attention to it, because I usually pay attention to the words, is he said in here, we have been on the wrong side of this trade. So meaning he's been wrong this whole time. So he goes on CNBC, he talks about all this stuff, and then the markets are like, okay, so if you see investors that don't really know treasuries are coming to market, you're going to sit here and say, guys, what in the world's going on? So that's why I do my videos on a daily basis, to make sure you guys are informed. So let's get over to the economic calendar for today to just show you what the numbers or how the numbers came in. So we have up through here, we have the CPI. What the CPI is consumer inflation that you and I see. Like when we go out to dinner, You know, prices have doubled. You're going looking for a car. Well, those prices are coming back down. You're looking to buy eggs to make breakfast for your kids. Well, those doubled in price in the over the coronavirus pandemic issue. So that's what we've been seeing. So this is CPI is consumer inflation. You're going to have core CPI. What the core CPI means is they stripped out food and energy. The reason being is, well, I was just driving to work. I was driving downtown on Sunday or Saturday. Gas prices were $3.80, $3.79. Today, and oil prices haven't moved, they're $4.19. So it's up 40, 50 cents in the matter of 48 hours. And oil prices haven't changed. Why? I don't know, but they strip out food and energy to make it more, you know, to kind of take out the ripples or the bumps in the equation. So you're seeing that there's a core CPI. Then you have the CPI, and we're looking right over in here. YOY, it's year over year. How much it was in May of 2022 versus May of 2023. And then you have MOM, month after month. So what it was last month, and then what it is this month. So we go through here, and the expectations were, or the last reading for the core CPI was 0.4. Expectations were 0.4, came in right on the money. So now here's where you're starting to see some good information coming in. The previous reading on inflation was 4.9. It's at 4. And a lot of people saying, well, it's still not there. That's 1% of a move, folks. That's a big move in the CPI. Then you have month over month, the expectations were, it was, well, previous reading it was up 0.4. Expectations were 0.2. Came in at 0.1, half of what was expected. So all these numbers are signaling, okay, this should be fantastic news. And it also should help with the Federal Reserve's decision saying inflation's cooling, folks, if you just give it a little more time. So the expectations of all this were mortgage rates were going to drop. Well, the stock market's doing really well. Inflation rose at a 4% annual rate, the lowest in 2 years. But you go up here, the stock market's liking it. Dow Jones is up 100. S&P's up 16 or 18, NASDAQ's up 42. We even have the Russell 2000 up 25. So we have all these indicators here loving it. But unfortunately, the mortgage-backed securities market is, well, it's coming back to almost zero. So that'll be an encouraging thing for today. So let's get over to see where mortgage rates are. So what we do is we go to Mortgage News Daily because they provide all this for us. So what you're seeing on your screen is mortgage rates as of today. And these are published by Mortgage News Daily on a daily basis. And the backdrop of this is a borrower. So what Mortgage News Daily does is they interview lenders all over the country or survey lenders all over the country and said, if you had a borrower with a 740 credit score, putting 20% down, buying their first home, it's going to be their primary residency, and it's a single family home. All those five elements, that would probably most likely be where your rate is. Okay, but if you're like, Dan, you quoted me and my rate's higher than that. What's up? Well, you probably didn't have a 740 credit score. You weren't putting 20% down. It wasn't your first house. It wasn't all those five criterias, because if it was, you'd probably most likely right in range with that. So those are where rates are for today if people are looking to buy or refinance their homes. If you're out there and you're like, Dan, I really need your help. I'm looking to buy and I just don't know how much I qualify for. Or I got a ton of debt and I have a ton of equity in my house. How do I get to it so I can pay off some bills? Or you might be out there looking for a reverse mortgage. You, your grandparents, your parents are just struggling and you're like, I would really like to, you know, get involved or at least educate myself on what a reverse mortgage is. How do we do all that? Well, easy. Go to my website. It's therateupdate.com. You can do three ways to getting a hold of us. If you're like, hey, I know what I'm doing. I just want to get the ball rolling. I need your help. Well, click the apply now button. It's right over there. If you're like, hey, I'd love to call you guys. What's the phone number, best phone number to reach you? Right here, 844-775-5626. Or you're like, Dan, I watch your videos at night. You guys aren't there and I'm not ready to apply. How else can I do this? We have a consultant button down below where you're going to have a one-on-one consultation with me or one of my mortgage advisors to answer any questions that you have. Can't make it any simpler than that for you, folks. So I hope you find educational value in this video as well as entertainment value. And if you do, please give me a thumbs up, subscribe down below, and hit the bell every time we post a video. You get an alert. God bless, guys. Thanks so much for watching, and I hope to see you next time. Bye-bye.